There will be an announcement after chapel this morning. Join me today in hearing the apostolic admonition of Peter, what he wrote for our benefit in 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. I'd like to take that text and apply it to your future. Do you ever worry about your future? Now, I'm not talking about the next big test you have to take or the next basketball game you're going to play in and how that's going to go. Let's think a little bigger than that. Your future education. What college will you attend after high school? Your future career. What are you going to do for a living? And will that be adequate? Your future family. What kind of person will you marry? And what kind of life will you have with this individual? What about children? Health concerns. Financial challenges. It's a fact of life that the more responsibilities you take on, the greater the temptation there is to worry about these things. Now, your God has an answer for all of that. Your God wants you to get from Him the kind of faith that does not fret about the future. He'll do that by showing you what your future is meant to be in Christ. It is a future of living under Him. Under His will, yes, but also under His grace, under His power, under His promises. That includes both the promise to preserve you every day you spend on earth, and the promise that we heard in our text to exalt you on that final glorious day. Your relationship with God has never been a partnership of equals negotiating with each other, acting like a team. It has never been that, and it never will be that. For as long as we've been believers in Christ, God has been the Father in charge of His children. God has been the Savior, and you have been the rescued people. God has been the leader, and we have been in the position of followers. That's a position, by the way, of letting God determine everything that we will get and everything that we will face. Something that your faith is willing to accept and live by, but also something that your flesh wants nothing to do with, and that makes it a daily struggle. As Peter points out, God calls upon you to take all your cares and lay them on God as though you're putting a saddle on a horse. Take all of your necessities in life, the difficulties you face, the crises that you have, issues, decisions, and hand them over to Him. Do you know how to do that? Well, it involves praying for His help. And as you carry through with that, you are asking Him to determine how it will go for you, and then trusting that He will act according to His grace and His promises. We don't expect our Heavenly Father to toy with us based on some changing whim. Nor do we expect Him to treat us according to what we deserve. I'd like to bring in an Old Testament verse that I believe will help us here. I am the Lord, Jehovah. I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. God doesn't change, which means He doesn't change His mind about you. He does not veer one bit from His plan to save you and keep you as His own forever. That applies to things big and small. The God who gave you your human life and sent you Jesus is the same God who will keep giving you quite a list. Food, clothing, shelter, physical growth and development, and the list goes on. All because His love for you is constant. and this power he has, what Peter calls the mighty hand of God, is in full control of the world that he made and the life that he gave you. Now, there's another reason why you can expect God to follow through with everything you need. It has to do with the work of Jesus Christ. The gospel comes in here to rescue you and me from our greatest danger, the very real threats of sin, death, and hell. God had to do more than provide you something. He had to give up something. Make a payment. Make a supreme sacrifice. That alone shows you how committed He is to each one of us. My brethren, God wants more for you than just some time on earth. He wants you to have His very best, which starts with the forgiveness of all your sins. And from there goes on to victory over death, resurrection from the grave, life with Him that never ends. Well, to make that happen, God gave up His only begotten Son. Jesus gave up Himself. That's no small thing. Now think about what that has to mean for every day of life you spend on earth. If God cared enough to solve your worst problem, He cares about all the other things. The Bible says in Romans, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Think that through. If God did the harder task of pulling our souls out of hell through what Jesus did, He can do the easier stuff. Providing daily bread, protecting you on the highway or any other dangerous place, healing your injuries and your diseases according to His will, and being with you every moment. Now, does that mean there will be no bumps in the road? Are you going to have a life free of anything unpleasant? You know from experience that's not true. The Bible never promised you that. The Bible did promise that all things, including all the negative things, will do something good for us. For example, if on a given day, bang, crisis in your life, and it leaves you helpless, God can use that to train you to stop trying to fix it yourself and let Him handle it. And that's always good for your faith. If on a given day there is an incredible amount of physical pain in your body, God can use that to train you to not be attached to this world, but to look ahead to a very, very bright future. Let's go back to the words of Peter. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. A day is coming like no other day. A life is coming that will make this life a forgotten thing. God has promised you a place with Him in a real place of perfection where there is no sickness, sorrow, suffering, sin, no cold, worry, fear, loneliness, death, devil. Think of something negative. It won't be there in heaven. God has promised you a perfect life and guaranteed it on the basis of two things. Jesus earned it for you, and God gives it to you as a free gift. Let that be your confidence now as you submit to His will, cast all your cares on Him through prayer, trust that He will do right by you, and also as you wait for His promised exaltation of you and me in Christ. Amen. Let us close this morning by singing stanzas 1, 2, and 7 of hymn 427. Stanzas 1, 2, and 7.